Blog Talk Radio.
First show of the new year, 2021, 646-652-4479, and I was trying to think of a particular piece of music to do this particular show with, and I couldn't really figure out anything. I didn't know how I would actually gear this towards, because I have different shows, but this is just going to be a general show on IMTN Worldwide Radio. If you've never listened to any of my programming before, I have several programs on IMTN Worldwide Radio, which I created years ago, believe it or not, and just now able to kind of do something on a regular basis. I have a sports show called Around the ATL. I have a show called Women in Business that highlights women who started their own businesses despite many obstacles. I have a show called Books to Read that highlights published authors out there in the world. And several other different shows, but this particular show is just a general topic show. Didn't really, like I said, I was trying to figure out where I would gear it towards so I could play some appropriate music, and I just couldn't figure out anything, because the word that we're going to be talking about tonight, or the subject, is one that it goes without saying, doesn't make people happy most of the time, and that word is selfish. And tonight, we're talking about the question, why are people so selfish? What inherently makes a person selfish? What makes a person just decide that no matter what, they're going to just take care of themselves and not care about anybody else around them? And if you saw the actual show information, you see that I say, you know, we're going to talk about it on the basis of work, relationships, friendships. We can talk about it on the money side. We could use the current pandemic as an example as well. Why are people so selfish that they don't want to wear a mask? They don't want to, you know, social distance. I saw on the news the other day, I guess it was in Los Angeles, how you have people just crowded in the mall saying, we're not going to wear any mask and you can't make us and all this kind of stuff. But yet you have people literally dying because of it. And they're telling you that this is the reason. Telling you I'm regretting the decision that I made, because now here I am and I'm about to go into ICU and I may or may not make it. It's too late then. And again, we're going to talk about it. 646-652-4479. We're going to talk about it on the basis of generalities and being specific. And if you're listening to the program right now, feel free to call in wherever you may be. That's why I keep throwing that number out there. I did get a chance to, even though it was very last minute, to post right before the show started on several social media platforms, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and whatnot. So hopefully we'll get a few callers in tonight. So let's get started. Selfish. That word, just the... it's not even a cool word, you know. It's just when you say someone is selfish, you already, you know, your facial expressions has changed, and you know, it's just one of those deals where, especially if you're a kid. And one of the things I was trying to find initially when I thought about doing this show was I was trying to find a picture of some kids and like a box of cookies or a bag of something that people, like kids, would like. and you have the one kid kind of holding on to it, and you have the other kids holding their hands out kind of a deal, and the other kid's like, man, I ain't giving y'all nothing. And we've all been through that, you know, if you have brothers or sisters or whatnot, and you can kind of get away with it as a kid a little bit, because especially if the cookies are good, right? But is that something that you want to perpetuate for a period of time if you're, quote unquote, a parent and you see that happening? Because those sometimes traits start young, right? And sometimes the wrong traits, you know, become habits, and then they get older, and then you see what I'm saying? So how could it affect a person being selfish, being self-centered? I use some words in hashtags like ego, egotistical, greedy, that's a good word, self-centered. Where's another word? I've lost my thought on that one. There's a lot of words in regards to just selfishness in general. But what makes a person feel like they can get away with it sometimes, right? I use work as a possible example because in the workplace, there's so many opportunities where a person could be selfish and they really shouldn't. We could talk about the restaurant industry. I could use some personal examples on that. When you're working in food service, I'll use the Atlanta Braves. So the Affinity Club in Atlanta, Georgia, is in what used to be SunTrust, now it's Truist Park or whatnot. You have a staff that's going to cater to all the guests that are going to be coming to watch the game in your restaurant. They're going to be sitting, eating food, ordering drinks, watching the game, things of that nature. And a lot of stuff has to happen to make that experience cool for the guest, right? How fast does it take to order their food? How fast does it take for the food to get there? Is the food hot? The person serving the food, what kind of demeanor does that person have? A lot of stuff has to happen. Are the drinks cold? Are the drinks correct? You know? When you're short-staffed, it gets pretty tough sometimes. Why are you short-staffed? Because some people choose not to come to work. That's an element of being selfish. You can come to work, you just don't feel like coming to work, so you call out, and not only do you call out last minute, or, hey, guess what? You don't even call. You just don't show up. So when you look at the day's possible ticket sales for the day, right? And you say, okay, well, from based off those ticket sales, we may or may not be busy. Really, it doesn't matter. We're always going to be busy, right? But when you look at those ticket sales and you say, oh, wow, well, hopefully we have enough staff to make sure everything happens. And then you figure out that you don't. See, now you're putting a lot of pressure on everybody else who's left. Servers, the hostesses, the runners, the bussers, bartenders possibly. Well, a couple of bartenders don't show up. The strain that bar is going to have all of a sudden with all the guests, it's an overflow. Chefs or cooks, you don't have enough. Now all of a sudden you're trying to do triple the food with half the staff. That gets kind of dangerous at a certain point, right? Speed-wise. Now all of a sudden you're waiting an hour for something that should only take 15 minutes, right? That's being selfish on the work side to an extent. Relationship side, friendship side, a lot of people are selfish for some reason. Why is that? How do you go about life just being selfish and you supposedly are friends with somebody, right? There's all kind of elements on the friendship side that a person can be selfish, right? Relying on people when they're in time of need, you know, possibly. You know what? Sometimes you're not able to help someone in certain ways, let's say if it's monetarily. But isn't it kind of selfish not to even offer to help if there's something that you can do? You might not be able to do exactly what they need, but you might be able to do something. If you're their friend, isn't it kind of selfish if you don't even offer? And if you know you can help and you don't offer, isn't that definitely the definition of selfishness, right? Helping someone. And it might not be monetarily. It might be communication wise. Last year was a tough year for everybody, right? Isn't it selfish that if you knew some people were going through certain things, isn't it selfish on your part? If you're a friend of that person, I'm using friendship right now, 646-652-4479. Isn't it selfish to not try to reach out and make sure that person might be okay if you know what their circumstances are, you know, are things of that nature? Now, again, it's up to that other person to whether or not they're going to accept it or not. There's nothing you can do about that, right? If they reject it, there's nothing you can do. Shouldn't feel bad. You at least offer. That's on them, right? You try it, though. But to not even offer, not even try, I think that's selfish. Now, that's just me saying that, but I think it is, okay? You know what their situation is. You have the opportunity to help. You're in a position to put yourself in a, you know, in a position to help someone. Again, whether it be communication, whether it be monetary, whatever it might be. That's selfishness. Relationship-wise, a lot of people are selfish on that end. How can you call yourself in a relationship, but then you're selfish with everything, every aspect of a relationship? That's just dangerous at that point, right? What kind of person are you really? Are you even really in a relationship, even? So many go into a situation not really stipulating what parts of the relationship is going to be important to a person, and you really don't know, but sometimes you know. Sometimes you know the person already. And sometimes, unfortunately, you put yourself in a position where you believe that person is not going to be as selfish as they, you know, make themselves out to be, and then you find out the hard way when certain things come up that are very important in a relationship, right? There's a lot of give and take in a relationship. And if you're not willing to give at all, that's a form of being selfish. That's a form of being self-centered. Why would you want to be with a person like that, right? A lot of people go into a relationship really just with the, what's the word I'm looking for here? Goal of getting money out of somebody. I'll just keep it like that, as clean as I can. You know, that's their goal. That's another form of being selfish, right? That's your goal. And whatever happens, happens, you know. And the other person in the relationship, they might be okay with that setup, possibly. But then on their end, too, at the point where they get whatever they want out of that relationship all of a sudden, then they toss that person aside, per se. That's another form of being selfish. And the other person then has to be good with that. But who wants to live like that? I mean, I guess a lot of people do because you see it on TV all the time and TMZ and all these little, you know, love and hip hop and all that kind of stuff. I guess a lot of people love that lifestyle, but do they really love it? Day after day, week after week, month after month, having to do like that all the time, doesn't that get tiresome? You would think so, but maybe not. But I know how people react to certain things, and I know how people, you know, especially with social media being what it is, you're just scrolling, and you got a person basically telling their life story as far as how they're hurt because of a situation that they got into because selfishness came into play, and now they're out on their ear. You know, it's really sad when you think about it just in that aspect, because sometimes you want things to work in a relationship, and it's really impossible from the get-go, right? You have good intentions. You want things to work out, but slow and sure, you find out that no matter what, it's always going to be one-sided. And then you have to make a decision. How important is that relationship, or how important is your happiness? You know, and at a certain point, you have to be bold and draw the line, but most people aren't. And they're willing to settle, and they're willing to be more miserable than anything because of risk, I guess. I don't know, risk-reward. You figure that something will turn in their favor, but it usually doesn't. And that's a time, really, over a period of time. Would you rather be miserable? it's almost like you have to choose your level of misery to an extent. So let's see here. I am trying to see if I can get one of the Ocon twins on the air to see what they think about the topic. The Ocon twins, as a segue real quick, 646-652-4479, as if you've never heard the show before. They were on the Women in Business show a few years ago. One of the first guests I had actually on the show. The Ocon twins are actresses, twin actresses based out of London, England. They're currently in Nigeria right now, doing a lot of work over there, television, film, commercial, and whatnot. They actually had a photo shoot yesterday on the beach with horses and the whole nine. Wonderful young women. I've known them for a period of time now. I'm very excited about what they're going to be doing in 2021. But I was going to see if I can get one of them to call in and see what they have to say about that, because they being young women, especially in the industry, I can use the entertainment industry about the word selfishness. That's another great aspect to talk about. In the entertainment world, music especially, you have a lot of selfishness. You see that on the news all the time, the music news, where you have a record label don't want to pay the artist for the work that they've done. You have artists that don't want to pay certain people within their group or crew or organization over a period of time. You always see how someone is getting sued left and right? That's a form of selfishness. Why wouldn't you want the people who've done the work to get paid their just due per contracts and all that kind of good stuff, right? Why wouldn't you want that? I don't know. It's just I became, what's the word I'm looking for here? I am doing this podcast kind of on the fly tonight. I do apologize in advance, but I've been thinking about this particular subject for a while, and I'm looking to catch up on a lot of radio programming for 2021 because the end of last year was just so tough for everybody. It was tough on me. A lot of different circumstances that prevented me from being on the air on a regular basis. So I've been wanting to start playing makeup a little bit, makeup on shows and things of that nature. And this was a topic I've been wanting to do for a while. So this is why this is the first one of the new year. Because being selfish goes into just your daily living. Like every day you get out of bed, it's something that sometimes you actually have to be cognizant of to get through your day. And depending on the type of people that you're around, it definitely can wear on you at a certain point. That's why I put work in there in the show information. Relationships, friendships, money, school even, like education. Like there's so many different things. Like for education, let's say you're a student and you have friends that are in school with you and things of that nature, and you're good friends with these people, and you know that they're struggling in a particular subject. And you know that you are really good at that subject. Isn't it a little bit selfish? Isn't it a little bit selfish to not even offer to say, hey, I'm pretty good at, world history, or I'm pretty good at mathematics. I can help you with that. Or you're just gonna let them fail. That goes without saying. It's like that's a decision you have to make. And I'm not saying you need to be letting people cheat off your test or anything like that. I know that's what most people are thinking about. But no, there's things that you can do, whether it be during school, after school, whatever, to be like, hey, I can help you with that. You need some help, I can help, practice with you, whatever like that. So again, that's what I mean by why do people choose to be selfish rather than unselfish? What makes a person like that? Because it affects everything and everybody around you at a certain point when you are selfish. So I'm gonna take a quick break. Actually, the ladies actually hit me back. I found out why they are up so early this morning. I'm gonna take a quick break and we're gonna come back. I'm gonna see if I can see if we have any callers. But think about it. If you're listening to the show, first of all, thank you. This is a late show, but I appreciate all the people who are listening currently and all the people who will listen after the fact on the podcast. Make sure you're following IMTM Worldwide Radio on Instagram and Facebook, IMTM Radio on Twitter. That's the Twitter page. And we are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, TuneIn, radio.com, all kind of different platforms. Blog Talk Radio, of course, is the live show. So we're going to be right back. We're talking about the word selfish. Why are people so selfish? That's the topic for tonight. If you would like to call in, 646-652-4479 is the number. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. I'll be right back. This is Chris on IMT and Worldwide Radio. And we are back. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I forgot how long that track was. 646-652-4479, as I was inviting a few people to listen to the show off of my Facebook Messenger just to see who's up and about. And I didn't particularly, like I say, I chose to do this show at 11 because I was like, I'm still hesitating on whether or not I want to do the show tonight because just a lot of stuff is happening today. But I was able to get on the air. So we'll see if we get a couple of callers or not. So thanks so far to those who have been listening from the very start at 11 o'clock hour. I know it's a little bit late, but for all the night owls out there, I thought it was a great time, as I mentioned before. we're talking about the word selfish. Why are people so selfish out there? And again, using that dreaded year 2020, it was a very difficult year. And if you know me at all, part of the year I was working at Aflac, and Aflac does insurance. And at the cusp of the outbreak of COVID, we had so many people that were losing jobs because, you know, their jobs were getting shut down. They had to shut them down. We're talking about beauty salons and businesses like that. Hospitality was getting shut down. So you had an influx of people calling to see if any of their disability benefits would work with what's going on. And then you started getting the first people who are actually getting sick and in the hospital and family members being in ICU. And way back then, so many people were really not taking it serious at all then. And now seeing where we are now, it's just very stark. And a lot of people were selfish. A lot of people have remained selfish over a long period of time. Warnings just ignored. Simple things that will not, like, just, it won't ruin your life to put a mask on. It will not ruin your life to social distance. It will not ruin your life to wash your hands a little bit more regularly than usual, right? But a lot of people are. And after leaving Aflac, I started working at a military base and retail section of the base. I have a couple of stores out there. And on that base, it's required. You can't get into places without your mask. Okay, you know, of course, you know, in the military, everybody's real disciplined and stuff like that, but they take it serious because, of course, you have all these different soldiers coming from all different parts of the world. You have to wear your mask. And the thing of it is that even despite that, you had outbreaks. You had people being quarantined over a long period of time because some didn't do it, apparently, because people got sick still. Okay. So when you look at people, I brought this up in the other half hour mark, these people in California or wherever going to the mall and basically protesting without masks. I saw one news story of a person having an event. They were a politician or whatnot, and they were in an enclosed environment. No one had masks on. He passed away, 41 years old, passed away. From COVID. He got COVID and he passed away. You know, I continue to see these mass parties, events, things of that nature in different cities. And I'm just like, it's unfathomable of all those people really being selfish. Because just because you may not get it, or you may get it in asymptomatic, right? You could possibly give it to somebody who isn't able to take it. Quote unquote. And I really look at it from the standpoint of, what about your family members? Do you not care about them? Are you that self-centered and unaware and selfish to where you wouldn't want to protect them? You don't care about your mother or father or grandmother, grandfather, or your sister or your brother or your wife or significant other or whatever. You don't care about them either. You don't care about yourself, okay, cool, but what about everybody else? And I think that's what's hurt a lot of people from last year, is that so many people really just didn't care. It's another way to apply that word. Why are people so selfish? This is your life in this case, right? And we have so many lives that have been lost right now, and it's not slowing down. You look at the rest of the world and you look at what's going on over here, it's much different, you see. And again, the news stories about the wave that's going to come per the holidays. People didn't heed warnings. Hey, please avoid large gatherings. There are some who were not selfish, though, and they did the Zoom thing and everything like that. It was hard, you know, but it is what it is right now. And I know the cliche, better safe than sorry, but you guys just think about it. Why would you want to be that selfish? Why is it such a big deal? Now, yes, you might think it's over a period of time a little overdoing it and things of that nature, and you might not want to live in a world where you always have to wear a mask when you walk outside the door or whatnot. But is it really that much? Is it really that big? There's other countries that have been doing it for a while. We know that because we watch TV and things of that nature. You always wonder, how come they always have masks on and everything like that? Right? And you don't want to think you have to live like that all the time. You want to have some kind of normalcy. You want to be able to gather and not worry about, you know, having your temperature taken and, you know, having hand sanitizer in the car all the time and having extra mask in the car. So in case you leave the house without your mask, you have something in the car. So, you know, you don't want to think that you have to do that the rest of your life necessarily. But if it means that people will stay healthy more, why wouldn't you? And why would you have to experience it yourself, right? Because that's the other part of this is that some of these guidelines and things of that nature, I mean, you know what the symptoms are from this. It's not the best thing in the world to catch, right? Now sometimes you're going to, whatever you do to try to prevent it, sometimes it's going to happen anyway, you know? But to blatantly put yourself in bad positions all the time, that's different, right? I have some friends who've gotten it, unfortunately, and they made it through and everything, and it was scary, you know. But they're taking precautions for the future, and hopefully they'll never get it again, right? But there's just some who are more prone to not be able to make it through. And again, we know that vaccine is out and things of that nature, and there's a lot of people who are not going to take it, you know, for one reason or another. But just doing the basics of protecting yourself and protecting others, why would you be so selfish not to want to do it, especially when you have people who are passing away from it? And as I mentioned to some people, it's not going to be until a close personal family member or a close personal friend passes away until they take it serious. But by then, it's too late. The damage has been done. The life has been lost. Why be that selfish? So again, that's why I wanted to bring the topic up, because it could be utilized in so many different aspects of just general life. It's a big deal. Friendship, relationships, work, education, you know, sports. why so selfish? How can you be a team player and selfish at the same time? Whether it be basketball, whether it be football. Baseball is a little bit tougher to be selfish by definition because of the sport, but there's some times you could be selfish in baseball. You know, there's times you could be selfish definitely in basketball. Man, why you keep shooting all them shots? You ain't hitting none of them. In football, man, how come you ain't playing hard, man? You're going to get somebody hurt out here not doing your job right, man. You know, there's so many different ways to apply this subject, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. And next time I do something along this line, because I might bring this up again. It's a great topic. I'll try to do a little bit more on the pub side, because I didn't even, like I said, it was really last minute that I decided to do this, and I started only pubbing it earlier this afternoon, really, or maybe late last night. So, because I wanted to have some callers on this particular show. I really did. Now, hopefully a lot of people listen at the end of the day, and of course people will listen after the fact, you know, once I publish the show and things of that nature, and it gets on Spotify and things of that nature, people will listen to it. But I definitely wanted to get some opinions, so I probably will do this topic again in the future, probably later this month. But hopefully everybody, you know, if you did listen, thank you first of all for the support. Please share the show. Please share the show with others, just because this is a topic that everybody needs to really kind of think about in this new year of 2021. It's a new year. Really, it is. Or is it? I don't know. It's still hard for me to put the 2-1. I'm fighting. It's like, I don't know. Are we really in 2021? I don't know. But if you appreciate this topic for this period of time, I really do hope that you think about it. And if I do the show again, call in. Let us know what you think about this subject of being selfish and how it applies in today's world as things are going right now. So that's going to do it for tonight. This wasn't going to be a long show. But I hope everybody, again, like I said, appreciated it, had some fun listening to me talk about it, giving some examples. And knowing that right now being selfish is not fun. It can't be, and it can't make a person feel good. Their outside might display that they're cool with being selfish and being egotistical and being self-centered and being greedy and everything, and it might look cool. People might be able to, you know, advertise it and promote it as that's the way to go. And some people can be successful doing it like that, but are you happy? And are you willing to sacrifice all of that just because? I don't know. That it's a choice. It's a life choice, that's for sure. But think about the people that it affects around you. Think about the people who it really does bother them that you're that way, you know? And you just don't ever want to get to that point. And you can change, too. You know, and I'm not saying whoever is listening is selfish or whatnot. I don't know now. If the shoe fits, wear it, you know. But there are ways to kind of curb it, you know, and change over a period of time. You don't have to be that way. If you grew up like that, that's why I use the analogy of the kids. You know, if you are allowed to be a selfish kid, you probably are selfish now a little bit, unfortunately. But you can change by outreach. You know, there's things that you can do to show that you do care about other people besides yourself. You can do it, especially on the relationship side. That's so important. So many people are selfish when it comes to relationships. They don't care about whoever that other person is, their wants, their needs, their dreams, aspirations. They don't care. They don't care. And most of the time, they're willing to tell you they don't care. And for some reason, the other person decides to stay in that relationship. I've never understood it. I don't know. Okay. Friendship, same thing. Work, same thing. You don't want to be a team player. That's why, again, think about interviews and every job description and things of that nature. Always use that verbiage, team player. Can you work well with others and things of that nature? It's hard to work with selfish people. It's hard. It's almost impossible, really, when you think about it, you know? So we'll talk about it again, y'all, on IMTN Worldwide Radio at another time. I do appreciate those that did listen. Again, make sure you listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, excuse me, and other platforms. Make sure you're following IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook, Instagram. It's IMTN Radio on Twitter, but IMTN Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Definitely spread the show around. Let people listen to it and look out for more shows this year. I'm gonna make some shows up because I lost a lot of the programming last year just because of just different circumstances. So we're gonna make up for it this year. So Women in Business, we're coming back around the ATL on a regular basis. We're coming back. Books to Read, IMTM Music, The Top Five, all those shows are coming back. So be looking out for that. I appreciate the support up till now. This is going to be a big year for IMTN Worldwide Radio. That being said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Have a great day. We'll be right back.